Hi there, and welcome to Voyage for January the 14th, 2026. The year is well started now. My name's Keith Black, and as always here on Wednesdays between 10 and 1, you get some of the greatest current jazz and a nod in the history direction as well. Hope you can stay tuned. Today will be the usual mix of brand new and not so brand new stuff, but it will still be very entertaining. I'll go through the playlist briefly, as I usually do, and then go back and do a more detailed introduction. Starting today with a Norwegian saxophonist named Marius Nesset, who I must confess is a favorite of mine, and I make no bones about that. I think he's great. He does both large ensemble and small group settings, and I'm starting the show with him. I'll talk a bit more about that in a bit. And then drummer Joe Bowden from his latest album. Following that, vibraphonist Patricia Brennan with a really cool album. I have sampled a bit of it before and some more today. Following that will be my historical segment, and I need to tell you, I had a lot of fun with this one. I will talk more about it later, but if you listen regularly, you know that on my Christmas show, I have a tradition of playing a tune called Deck Us All with Boston Charlie, performed by the great jazz vocalist trio Lambert, Hendrickson, Ross. And it struck me that I hadn't really paid much attention to them other than on my Christmas show. So I decided I would do some LHR today for my historical segment. And then I got a little carried away, and I'll talk about that when I get there. So you're gonna hear some really neat stuff that took a fair piece to put together, but it was worth it. Anyhow, following my historical segment with Lambert, Hendrickson, Ross will be alto player John O'Gallagher with a very fine new album called Ancestral. Following that, James Brandon Lewis on saxophone, a fine, fine saxophonist on his latest album. And then pianist Noam Lemish, that I had not been aware of much before, a Canadian, and his latest one, too, is a good one. Following that, off to Australia for saxophonist Sam Gill's Coursed Waters is the name of his group. And that should probably take us just about to the end of our program. If I have any time left, I might sneak in a little more of Lambert, Hendrickson, Ross, but we'll see how that goes. You never know for sure. I time things not to the second. That's just not how things work here. However, getting back to the top, Marius Nesset from Norway has done some wonderful composing and playing with large symphonies and large ensembles generally, some really great stuff. But as well, he has some fine smaller group stuff as well. And this latest one album is called Cabaret. And it really is a really sort of hard-edged fusion sound almost that is different than a lot of his group stuff with symphonies. And this is actually described in one of the notes as boisterous, which I think is sort of neat. The band here has Elliot Galvin on keyboards, Magnus Hjorth on piano, Colin Chaplin on electric bass, and Anton Eger on drums. On some of the tracks, and I've, to be honest, I can't remember if the ones I'm playing today are involved with this or not, but Nesset also, on some of the tracks, plays an EWAI, which is an electric wind instrument. It's not widely used these days, and it's exactly what it is. It's a wind instrument that sounds very different, but it still is classified as a wind instrument. Not widely used. A few years ago, artists like Michael Brecker used it for a while. It expands the saxophone sound with a synthesizer effect that's sort of neat, and he plays that at times in here as well. But this is a really great album. I'm always interested in anything that Anisette comes out with. His work, as I say, with symphonies is stunning. And this is a really neat, hard-nosed album. I love it. Here from Cabaret is, I'm going to play three tracks. First one's called Quantum Dance, then Forgotten Ballet, and then Lizarbe. Marius Nesset.
Thank you. Thank you.
some of the many moods of Norwegian saxophonist Marius Neset there from a great album from last year called Cabaret. And he is some sort of musician. I really like his stuff. And he can play gentle or sort of not. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. Broadcasting from Winnipeg and from this particular show between 10 and 1 live here in the studio. My name's Keith Black, and there's all sorts of good stuff today, so stay tuned. Coming back home a bit now to drummer Joe Bowden with a new album called Music is Life. That's a pretty good message. With Warren Wolf on vibes, Manuel Valera on piano, Rich Brown on electric bass, and Mike Downs on acoustic bass. Some neat Canadian talent there. And I'm going to play, again, a couple of tracks that are some of them very brief. They include Wolf Ticket, Impulse Response, and the title track, Music is Life. Here's Joe Bowden. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
drummer Joe Bowden there with a set from his album called Music is Life, which was the title of that last track. And interesting because the vibraphonist there, Warren Wolf, is certainly front and center on this album. And he's sticking with a theme here because I'm now moving to another vibraphonist that with a very different sound and background for my next track. And there'll be at least one vibraphone-centered track coming up later on. So the vibe is good here today, right? Sorry, it begged to be said. Moving along, just to tell you that you are listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. The vibraphonist that I'm talking about moving toward now is Patricia Brennan, who has a much more sort of experimental style than, if you will, than Warren Wolf. Not to denigrate either, but that's just the way it is. She has a very interesting new album out called Of the Near and Far. And I've mentioned before that she is apparently a very avid amateur astronomer, to the point of carrying her own telescope with her when she's on tour. And anytime she can take a look at the sky in any sort of decent surroundings, that's what she's doing. So she is absolutely in love with the fantasy and the reality of the galaxy and all the things that it gives. So the album Of the Near and Far is a very appropriate title. Her colleagues here are pianist Sylvia Carvoisier, guitarist Miles Okazaki, bassist Kim Katz, drummer John Hollenbeck, complemented by violinists Maud Nee and Bala Garcia, violist Kyle Armbrust and cellist Michael Nicholas, and electronic musician Arcture. Or something like that. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce that. They explore the cosmos here with their music. And I'm going to play two tracks. The first one is called Antlia. And if you're like me, I mean, maybe you knew this, but I didn't. I had to look it up. Antlia is translated as an air pump. And it's the sort of shape of a distant, very faint southern constellation called Antlia. And that's the track, the first track I'm going to play. The second track is Aquarius, and that doesn't really need any explanation. It's the air sign and the signs of the zodiac. So here are two tracks with Patricia Brennan, the leader and the composer here, with her very neat band, with two tracks, Antlia and Aquarius, from the album Of the Near and Far. Thank you.
Thank you.
Aquarius. Whether the something is in the seventh house or whatever, or something aligns with Mars, I can't quite remember those lyrics. Yes, but this is a different Aquarius from a great album called Of the Near and Far with vibraphonist Patricia Brennan. And as I mentioned, she is an avid astronomer, amateur astronomer, as well as a great musician. And this album is a tribute to the cosmos and a very neat one as well. And it's brought us just about to the end of our first hour today. You are listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. We broadcast, we obviously broadcast live. That's what I'm doing here, duh. But we also stream live and archive our programs at ckuw.ca. So you could be picking this up somewhere way, way far away from Winnipeg right now or any time at all, and maybe in weeks to come. So if you can get your head around all of that or care, there you go. In the meantime, just keep listening. There's good stuff coming now.